Winston-Salem Festival Ballet invites you to come explore the twists and turns of everyday city life through the eyes and movements of founder, artistic director, and choreographer Gary Taylor. Metropolis, a cityscape story screaming to be told, returns to Hanesbrands Theater in Winston-Salem with opening night Friday, March 21st at 8. Metropolis features new music composed by Chris Heckman, Eric Schwartz, Tracy Thornton, and John Wilson. In between rehearsals, Gary dropped by WFDD with this glimpse into his Metropolis. What sorts of things jump out at you when you're thinking of a, you know, big Metropolis?
Those sounds and smells, you know. Being a traveler, my mother's British, so I grew up wondering why I love the smell of diesel exhaust, because it reminded me of London. So these sensory things like that are what I sparked upon when I started creating my ideas. Basically a simple list of car horns, diesel smell, trash, noises, you know, ambulances that are so loud that you don't necessarily always hear in a smaller city, but it's prevalent. Happening all the time.
And bouncing off the walls of those big buildings.
Ricocheting, echoing. So, you know, all those elements played huge when I started really to lay out the format for it. My first concept was Heartbeat of the City. What is this? You know, the rattling of a car going over a bridge as it makes a rumble, a consistent rhythm, or the, you know, car horns honking and the echoing through the alleyways to actually create a rhythm. You know, simple things like that. And actually, the cool thing about a metropolis or a city like that is you get downtown and you close your eyes and it comes alive in another way. And so those sparks, I knew percussionists would have and understand that concept when I started working on the wanting the music that could relate to that.
I can picture it now.
So it's been exciting.
Neat.
I'm going to present the show in a way that if you came to each performance, you could sit in a different part of the theater and get a totally different perspective of what you just saw.
That's unusual.
Very unusual for dance.
Isn't that kind of spinning the ideal on its head? I mean, you're supposed to go and wherever you are, any seat in the house is the perfect seat.
Oh, no. This one is, I'm going to have multiple things going on. I'm going to have multiple angles. There are five different perspectives that you can watch this show at.
But isn't that the way street life is in a big city? I mean, you're on the 50th floor. It's very different than when you're down on street level.
Yeah, why do I keep going back to New York City? I mean, I walk down 49th one way, I walk back the other way, I get a different perspective. So when I wanted to create the work, I wanted them to be able to see the choreography and the way it was presented in a different perspective if they wanted to. I mean, you could come back from intermission and switch a place, and it will be completely different. So that design element for me was really important because I feel like it's very metropolis.
Metropolistic?
Thank you. Very metropolistic, yes.
Winston-Salem Festival Ballet, dancer-choreographer Gary Taylor. His Metropolis presents a look inside the heartbeat of the city, from the sidewalks and streets to the penthouse suites, and from a blind date to a corporate merger. Metropolis, a cityscape story screaming to be told, explores commitments large and small. It opens Friday night, March 21st, and will run through the 30th, with evening performances at 8 and weekend matinees at 2. You'll find links to ticket information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.